Perlis, of course, the longtime Michigan State great football coach. He's currently on the board of trustees for Michigan State, and he's on the other end of our line. How are you, Coach?
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you for being on the program. A couple things before we start talking about a great event that's going on tonight at Eagle Eye. First of all, I want to ask you, I know you've heard about it. Tell me what you thought of Michigan State's game against Michigan. Was Michigan State dirty?
No. If they were, why didn't officials throw them out of the game?
And how do you react to the personal foul flags that we did see?
Well, it's a major penalty. We got 15 yards for it. It happens in most games. People lose their they lose their ability to think, and they're emotional, and those things happen. But they were penalized for it, and that should end it. Now, if the officials thought it was any more than that, they should have thrown both of them out of the game.
You know what I find interesting, Coach, is I had always thought that Michigan State football could overtake Michigan and maybe not win four in a row, but at least be very competitive. But I never thought I'd see a Michigan football team not compete at the line of scrimmage, and especially in the last two victories, Michigan State beat them up, manhandled and mauled them. I never thought I'd see that. And in watching that defense play and our offensive line play, it was a pretty cool thing to see the way we performed.
You're absolutely right. We played with toughness. We played that good defense. And defense, remember, wins championships. And we're on our way with this defense we have now.
I want to also ask you, there have been some situations on MSU's campus that revolve around race. There have been some things written on doors, some things said. The black community on campus has some concerns. Have you heard about that, and what are your thoughts?
Say that again, Tony.
There have been some issues on campus involving race, and the black student community, the Black Student Alliance specifically, has said that there have been things written on black students' doors and things said to black students, and they believe there is a problem. And I just wanted to get your take on that.
Well, we certainly don't stand for any of that, and we have our board meeting today and tomorrow, and I'm certain we'll discuss that. But there's no room for that at Michigan State University or any other place.
All right. You mentioned there's a board meeting the next couple of days. What's at the top of the agenda for you, Coach? What do you want to see get done during this next year?
Well, I'm always working on trying to see and find any way we can keep tuition down so these kids have an opportunity to go to school.
Coach, did you ever think you'd see the Detroit Lions be so successful?
Oh, yeah. They were that successful back when I was a high school football player in Detroit. And when they had Joe Schmidt and some of those people, they came back. They ought to, though. Don't forget, over these last few years, they've gotten a number of great draft choices in the first and second round because they did some poorly. And that's... it's all paying off right now. Those draft choices they made are playing right now.
We're talking with George Perlis, who is the Michigan State University trustee. He's also co-chair of the 8th Annual Greater Lansing Area Wine Opener to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. It's tonight at Eagle Eye Golf Club. VIP reception starts at 6. The wine opener's at 7. How'd you get involved in this, Coach?
Well, one of my coaches, Gary Van Dam, has a grandchild that was born with that disease, and it was time that we tried to support him and his family and his grandchild, and so that's how I got involved, and it's one of the better things I've done. I enjoy that as much as I do enjoy the Special Olympics golf outing we have the first Monday in August every year. This will be our 25th year coming up.
Well, tonight's event will feature a lot of different personalities. I know that Coach Tom Izzo, Coach Mark D'Antonio are going to try and stop by. We've got a lot of other pretty cool VIPs that will be at Eagle Eye tonight.
Yes, Mark Hollis will be there. It's Tom Izzo, Mark D'Antonio, Susie.
Coach Susie.
But there'll be a lot of people coming to support this disease. It's getting close to being cured, and the dollars that we're going to make tonight are going to help move that up to a sooner date.
All right, Coach, before I let you go, I've always been intrigued how when the Motor City Bowl was formed, you were able to get three huge competitors, Ford, Chrysler, and GM, to partner on an event. And I always thought that if we could have more partnering like that on not only business events, but charity, a lot more can get done. How were you able to make that happen?
Well, it was just we had an inside friend in there that was the president of Ford Motor at that time, Ross Roberts, and I went to him and asked for his help. He was willing to help, and then he called GM and called Chrysler and got them involved, and it just snowballed. It was very, very successful, and you're right. When the big three team up, they can make a lot of things happen, and it should happen more often.
All right, George Perlis is a Michigan State University trustee. He's co-chair of a pretty cool event tonight, the 8th Annual Greater Lansing Area Wine Opener to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. It's tonight at the Eagle Eye Golf Club. Starts at 7 o'clock with a VIP reception. 7 to 10 is a wine opener. It's cocktail attire. Should be a lot of fun tonight, Coach. I will see you there. Enjoy your day.
Tony, thank you very much for the publicity you're giving this and the support you are. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Coach.